right, we are going to be ending there. That's coming here from a Shower Power. This is the Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. 23 minutes after the hour, 3 o'clock. As we promised earlier, we are going to be speaking to Dr. Rakometsi, who is the CEO of Umalusi. He is already joining us on the line. Dr. Rakometsi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Very well, thank you. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I do hope that your day has been fine. I assume you guys are very busy in the organization.
The day has been fine, but we've been running around and working hard so that we can ultimately deliver the results of the
students. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, Dr. Rakometsi, we're talking to you this year, this time of the year, as usual, because you have approved the release of the November 2023 National Senior Certificate Examinations. And of course, we do know that that comes with a lot of work behind it. Firstly, how satisfied are you with the quality of the work and the results of the class of 2023?
We are satisfied with the quality of the work that has been done. We are a standards quality assurance body. We ensure that the standards have been followed. We have followed through many processes. The question papers were approved by Umalusi. We also checked whether the examinations were written under conducive environment, that is regarding the policies that have been followed, the sitting arrangement of the students, the security of the question papers, when were the question papers opened, the transportation of question papers, transportation of the answer books, and the marking. We verified the marking, and then we standardized the results. And then we looked at the irregularities that occurred during the examinations. Those were those are the malpractices, and we have satisfied ourselves that these results are valid. They can be released. There are results, however, that are going to be withheld for further investigation, because there appears to be some irregularities that have crept in there, and there are very few such cases.
Now, looking at the class of 2023 and looking at the previous year's processes and results at class of 2022, would you say that there has been an overall improvement, or there has been some even more challenges, I mean, looking at it year to year?
When we look at the problems that we had to arrive at where we are, I'll say there's been a tremendous improvement.
Right.
This is because there are no question papers that leaked.
Okay.
And we are talking about a big system here of 1.2 learners sitting for these examinations. And even with the irregularities, like people who bring crib notes into the exam, people who bring in cell phones, smartphones into the exam, people who assist each other, that number is still there, but it has gone down. And it is something that we are celebrating as a quality assurance body.
Yes.
That there is an improvement on issues that we raised previously, that and that we frown upon, that the assessment bodies are beginning to correct those.
Now, I note that, you know, there has been, and by the way, I want to commend that, because, you know, in the class of 2022, we really had serious, serious problems with the leakages, etc., which I noticed this current class, we did not have such challenges. And I really want to say big ups to the organization and everybody who was involved. I do, however, pick up that a number of printing errors, you know, were picked up in, you know, at different provinces in the Northwest, in Limpopo, etc. What could be really the cause of some of these printing errors? Is it something that we should really be expecting?
No. We are not supposed to be having these printing errors. But let me just show you the value chain. The papers are set at national level.
Right.
And once they are set, Umalusi would have approved them to say they meet the standard. Then the National Department of Basic Education at national level will send the question papers electronically to the different provinces for the different provinces to print them in a secure environment. The errors creep in at the point of printing, that a printer misses out something, a diagram or whatever, And the people are not vigilant enough to check at regular intervals whether what they are printing is being printed correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And then they package the question paper, they send them to the students.
I see.
And they only realize when the paper has been written that, there was an error, there was a diagram missing here.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very unfortunate because when students write examinations, they are stressed.
Yes.
Now, when you get a question that does not make sense, let me cite an example.
Mm-hmm.
Students could be in a question, be requested to differentiate between the different color codes. You know?
Mm.
And then, however, the question paper is printed in black and white. How are you going to see the color red, color yellow,
true,
when the question paper is printed in black and white?
Mm-hmm.
So those are silly mistakes that have to be corrected. And the quality assurance pronounced that the department must ensure that this is corrected moving forward.
Yes, yes. Now, in such cases where there are printing errors, I want to imagine that a learner that is sitting for that examination is disadvantaged at that point. What then becomes a remedy for this particular student?
There are numerous remedies. I'll just illustrate two.
Right.
The first one would be if that question was out of 3 marks.
Mm-hmm.
That 3 marks is excluded in the total, and the scaling up is done to say if the paper is out of 300 marks,
yes,
it should still be 300 marks.
I see.
So that no learner loses anything there.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one approach. The other approach would be when we standardize the results, as Umalusi now meeting with the department.
Yes.
They will say the students were put on the back foot because of this question, and psychologically they were affected.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll look at the patterns over the years and say, no, the students in this subject are performing badly,
right,
because they were put off by that error in the question.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we have to adjust the marks slightly upwards to compensate for that error, to compensate for that psychological trauma,
yes,
that they suffered.
Fantastic, fantastic. I think it makes a lot of sense because we've got to find a way to compensate for these learners. Dr. Gomez, I don't want to keep you for a long time. I do want us to wrap up our conversation this afternoon. We noticed that group copying incidences, yes, they are lower. However, we still have pockets of these instances, I think involving about 945 candidates that were detected by the department. Shouldn't we already have eradicated incidences like this?
We are not supposed to even have a group copying in the system because we've got chief invigilators and invigilators.
Mm.
Now, where group copying happens, it means that a group of learners have copied, because they get the same answers correct, the same answers wrong.
Yes.
Now, what could have happened in that instance is that a teacher has not been invigilating properly.
Right.
Or a teacher chooses to look the other way and pretend that he doesn't see that these learners are copying.
Mm.
Or it is the very same teacher or chief invigilator that is assisting the learners to copy. Now, I'm saying that is a no-no when it comes to an adult,
yep,
taking care of children. That mm-hmm. is a no-no when it comes to an official of the department in the form of a teacher
mm-hmm.
to assist learners to do that kind of chicanery.
Yeah. And then what then becomes the consequences or ramifications for those involved?
I'll come into the ramifications at two levels.
Right.
First of all, such teachers have to be taken through the labor relations processes of discipline.
Correct.
For teachers. For children, investigations are going to ensue. And once they are found guilty, their results are going to be nullified. And they may be barred from writing examinations for one sitting
mm-hmm.
or two sittings. Those who are found not to be guilty after the investigations, they'll get their results.
Right, right. I think it's good because to ultimately get rid of this completely, I think the consequences have to be harsh so that those involved should know that it is completely intolerable in our education system at all. Now, Dr. Rakometsi, before I let you go, you saying you are fairly happy, you are 100% satisfied about the results. Coming 2024, what can we look forward to?
What we have to look for in 2024, and this is the advice I want to give to all the students,
right,
is that they should not start studying in August or September.
Right.
day one of schooling, you must work hard and be consistent throughout the year.
Yes.
In that way, you are guaranteed of good results. You must work hard for those good results. And working hard does not start later in the year.
Yep.
It starts on the first day of schooling.
Right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Dr. Rakometse, I do want to say thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your presence and always available and willing to speak to us here at the Adventist World Radio. A pleasure to have you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.